And we're covering halakhas of business practice.
Yes. אין לקנות או למכור סחורה שקיים לגביה אפילו חשש שהינה גנובה או שנלקחה מבעליה שלא כדין. אסור to buy or to sell products, כן, merchandise, right? That you have even a doubt that perhaps it came from somewhere not kosher, someone was stolen or whatever. כן, it was stolen, maybe whatever came, it was taken by someone.
Not the best quality.
What?
Not the best quality.
What's going to do that?
Something that would not pass quality inspection that was basically stolen from the company.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about merchandise which was stolen. Not ideas that were stolen from a company.
No. I'm talking about... the company has a quality control. If it doesn't pass quality control, it's recycled. Put in the trash. People take it from the trash and sell it.
That's okay. That's not stolen.
That's
not stolen. I'm talking about stolen.
But they're selling it as if it's good quality.
That's a different story. We said yesterday that you can't do that. We're not talking about that today. We're talking about right now stolen stuff. You can't buy or sell something which is a chashash that maybe it's stolen. Therefore, you can't buy from public auctions of or sales of government things. And a lot of times, the government, if you owe them money, so they confiscate the whole store, and then they make a sale. I still to go and buy those places.
Well, they're honest anyway.
Yeah, it's robbing.
If they confiscate it,
because a lot of times what they take is a lot more than what
they take
really
the furniture, right?
It's a lot of times
stealing.
Who says they owe? Why? Because they owe Arnona. So that's why you took their stuff.
The government is well known for being thieves.
Because you owe the money because of a fine that they decided to give you, because they decided the streets is theirs and therefore you have to pay.
Isn't it in the law that if you don't pay this Arnona,
okay, but
we can come and take your TV?
It's not in the Torah law.
That's not called stealing.
It's called stealing.
Yeah. It's called stealing.
It's not Torah law.
The government are thieves.
According to the Torah, it's called stealing.
Of course, it's stealing. And even if they're allowed to take, a lot of times they take it, and it's a lot more than what
the bill is.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And therefore, so they're stealing. So you can't buy stuff which the government or the Iriya is selling as stuff that were taken away, confiscated from the tax, confiscated from here or from there.
You have to know for sure that it was not stolen. If you're going to buy something.
Yeah. You have to not have a doubt about it. Maybe it's stolen, yeah.
For example, I went through TSA security in L.A. They stole a little tool that was in my wallet. They said it could be a dangerous weapon. They made it up. They just wanted to steal it. I went through, landed in JFK at New York, went through the other security. They stole my coat. These guys are thieves.
So that's not a new government. That's the personal people who decide to take something. But that was public confiscated. Okay. אסור מהתורה לברר מכירה של חפצים ונכסים עומדים מכירה, כשלא יודעים להמליר כל שם, הוא הדין יהיה הדבר עומד להסתר. מכירה עומד לברר, זה בכלל נעד דברים. יפה מאוד. ציין השם וראש את הדין, שגם הדין מותר. Right. So you can't go now. So still to go into the store and ask them how much things cost if you're not planning on buying, unless you say ahead of time, I'm not planning on buying, I just want to know how much you sell it for. You can't come and say how much does it cost and then leave the store. If you want to buy, just then you think to yourself it's too expensive, whatever, fine, you're allowed to ask. You don't have to buy. But if you go in the mindset that I'm not buying from this store, I just want to know how much he sells it for, you have to mention it at first. מותר לערוך סבב של בירור מחירים בין חנויות סבב מחירה אפילו שבשווים לאותה מקומות אישית. כן, but you are, if you want to buy, כן, you want to buy, you're just not sure where's the cheapest place, you let it go into a few stores and ask them how it costs. Because maybe you will buy there, you don't know who has the cheapest. So you go into five different stores, then you let it ask how much it costs without saying, I just want to know. So it's not I just want, I want to buy it. I just don't know where I want to buy it. So I want to buy it. So again, if you start going to the store and for no reason you just want to have it, of course, I should still do that. It's onah. It's onah zvarim. I should still do that. Right? But if you're planning on buying, you're just checking out prices, you're allowed to ask. Or tasting, they have these tastings to see which one's the best. I mean, you want, you don't know which one you want, you're allowed to taste.
Instead of like pressuring you, though, you just walk in, you're walking outside, they go to your door, and you're like, this and this and this.
What? If what?
If you go in a store, sometimes they might like pressure you and try to be like, yeah, look, we have this, we have this, before you even say anything.
So then?
I don't know, just, you know.
What's the question? Is there, okay, it's okay from them? What?
No, it's just sometimes they pressure you and it's like, oh, well, I have to like say right away now, I'm not looking for anything. Or
no,
they're
coming. No.
They're like showing you all these different things.
No, they want you to get interested.
Yeah.
No, that's a different story. Kone shekana sefer chepetz rechev o dira. If a customer bought a book, bought an item, bought an apartment, bought a car, bought anything, and he didn't know about certain blemishes this thing had. Even if he signed, right? He signed that he gives up on any problem. He has no words, even if he finds blemishes in the future. He can't say anything. It's not considered, we don't accept his mechila. And he could go to Beis Din and he could sue the guy, even though you signed. Because a person doesn't buy al dad, he buys al dad that the thing works. Okay, but if you go into the store and the guy tells you, "Listen, this is the problem. You buy, you're selling a car. Listen, they had a car accident. This is a problem." Okay, fine. You can't do it, then you agreed. So fine, that's what you got. Or even if the guy says up to this and this amount of money. It could be this problem, but this is the amount of money. If it's more than that, we'll cancel the deal. But less than that, even though I don't know about anything yet, I agree to accept it by myself. So then also, he's allowed to do that. Okay? Because he's accepting by himself a certain amount of money. And up to that, we consider that it's a sale. But if it's more than that, he can cancel the deal. Okay. Ooh, it's important, Allah. If someone buys an item from a store and it's not good, so he comes back to the store and the guy tells him, yeah, send it to the company. Not true. He has to go to the store and the owner of the store has to give it back money and let the owner of the store send it to the company. Why do I have to send it to the company? Anyway, in Israel that's usually how it works. If you buy something and they tell you you have a warranty, right, and you bring it back to the store, and they send it to the company, anyways. Usually,
where in the States, at least for the electronics, the store does in-house repair.
Yeah, a lot of places also. Yeah, if you bought the book and it was one of the pages was blemished, I don't know, something was wrong. And you go back to the guy and say, "Listen, I want to give me some of the money back, and we'll keep the deal." The owner of the store could tell the guy, "No, I don't want. Either you take it with the man of it, or I'll give you all the money back. Give me the book back." Okay.
What is the buyer saying?
Let's say you bought this item which cost 100 shekels.
Yeah.
And it's not 100%.
Yeah.
There's a little thing here, a little thing. It's not new. It's not nice.
Yeah.
So you tell the buyer, when tells the seller, "Listen, give me back, sell it to me for 20 shekels less. Give me back 20 shekels, and I'll keep it." And the owner of the store is allowed to say, "Either you take it for 100, or give me or we cancel the deal." He doesn't have to agree with him. He can't. The buyer cannot force the owner to reduce the price because of this.
But the owner can accept that, right? It's his
price. Yeah, yeah, and it's fit. It's ra'ui also that that's what he does. An owner of the store should do that if he's able to kind of to compromise with it. And also the opposite. If the buyer wants to cancel the deal, the owner of the store cannot force him to say, "No, listen, I'll give you back half the price. Just take it. I don't need it in the store." If he doesn't want, he has to take it back and give him back the money. If a seller and a buyer agreed on a certain price, it's not now a store. He's selling, something. Yeah, he's selling, a chair.
Okay.
Yeah, stop. He tells a friend, you know what, I have a chair and tables. You want? Yeah. How much can you pay for it? I'll give you 1,000 shekels. Fine, take it for 1,000 shekels. Good. Then later, he realized that the buyer goes into a second-hand store and says, they sell these things for 600 shekels. I for 1,000 shekels, the same type. I don't want to pay so much money. No, he can't cancel it. He can't cancel the deal. Why? Because he agreed on the price. This is, of course, if the seller did not go around and is not trying to deceive him. Still, they're friends, they decide on a certain price. Why are they a certain price? Even though the prices in the area are different, it doesn't make a difference. Whatever they decided, that's the price. Okay. Now there's something called onat mamon. You're deceiving someone, or deceiving is correct? Deceiving? To deceive someone?
Deceiving, yeah.
Deceiving someone in money. אסור מן התורה להונות את הקונה, את המוכר ותשלום. It's אסור from the Torah. The law in the Torah is אסור to להונות. How do you say on the English? It's a deceiver, maybe there's a different word.
Ho na'ah.
Yeah, hey vav nun aleph hey.
Hey vav nun
aleph hey.
Like Laban?
Ho na'ah.
It's a deceiver.
Yeah. Could be the same. Here's another word. What does it say?
You want to know it in English or?
Yeah, in English.
Fraud, misappropriation, embezzlement, price gouging.
That's the word. What's the word?
Price gouging.
What does that mean? They're playing games with the price, right?
Yeah, they're making you pay too much.
Yeah.
What's the word?
Price gouging.
Gouging.
But deceiving is also a word.
Yeah.
Fraud. Fraud is the same as deception.
Be fraud.
Fraud.
Fraud. FRAUD.
It's a
yeah.
crime.
And I use it in a
deceiving.
Deceiving.
It's a stronger word.
What?
It's a stronger word. What
is the
stronger word?
Yeah, it's in the Torah. Right? You can't, when you sell something to your friend, you can't deceive. Al tanu ishtachit. Okay? The same, what's included in this isu? Included is selling stuff which are blemished, like you said before. It's not good quality, and you're not saying it, or giving a price which is not the real price. You know the price is this and this amount, and you're giving a high range, or halamat netunim. Not saying all the details. Yeah, not expressing all the details. Like in the phone companies, they write everything in very small, and they make sure that they don't tell it to you, of course. And you're not going to read the whole contract.
You don't get the whole story.
Right. Because you're selling it, and you're causing the guy not to get the whole story.
So it's a newspaper.
Newspaper is not getting this. It's not getting any of the story. It's getting a whole 100% lies.
No, the newspaper is Lashon Hora, Rehilus, and Moshe Sherman.
And Sheker.
And besides Sheker. I mean, the only thing you can use a newspaper for is maybe a birdcage liner.
Okay. Mocher, Hadoresh. Avu Mozar Skun Osaf Shel 16%. Ever Mocher Doshim. Mocherim Boto Ezor. Avu Oto Mozar. Zo Yona. If someone sells something for more than 16%.
16?
Yeah, 16. 6 more than 16% of what is average in the area, so that's considered deceiving. That's hona'ah, That's called mispricing, or whatever it's called. What do you call it?
Gouging.
Gouging. That's called gouging the price. Exactly. More than that's according to the Torah. That's considered more than 16%. And this is also if someone's selling milk, bread, flour. But again, in this country at least, milk, bread, and flour have a set price. So if someone sells more than that, it'll get a big fine. It's not worth it for him. So according to law, they can't go higher. But anything else, they're allowed to. בזמננו רוב המוצרים מחירם אינם קבוע. In our days, most of the products, there's no set price for products. ונמכרים בחנויות שונות מחירים שונים. But they're sold in different stores, different prices. You go to Supersol, you pay this amount. You go to Kozol or Rami Levy, and you pay a lot less, right? I'm not doing advertisements yet, but I'm just... על כן, רק אם ישנו מחיר ידוע מסוים שעורכים מוצר זה בכל החנויות שבאותו אזור, therefore, only if it's known a certain price that is sold in that area, and they took more than 16%, then he could cancel the price. But there's no set price for it, so he can't cancel the price. The question is, it's not a question. Obviously, if it's maybe not 60%, but if it's a lot more expensive than any other store, right? A lot more expensive than any store, then obviously it's deceiving, yeah. Obviously, sort of gouging the price.
Same product.
Right, but that's for the exact same product. If you're buying Rabanu chicken versus
base
Yoko chicken.
It's different product.
Totally different product.
Now, if there's a certain price for something, a certain price set, which is not going up and down, there's a certain price, okay? Asur to add even one agorah more. Like the bread, like the flour, like the milk in this country, they have a set price. Asur, even also according to law, you can't go higher in this country at least. And also according to Torah law, you can't go any higher. Okay. Now, this issue of deceiving going in price, is or in other things that we said, is only if the seller knows that that's what he's doing. If he has no idea what the prices are, he's not, he's selling. He says the price. You want the phone here, take it for 200 shekels. Okay? And the guy says, you're fine, great, I need a phone right now. He buys 200 shekels. Then he goes to the store and they see the seller for 120. And I have no idea. The seller has no idea. I don't know. What's a phone? 200 shekels. What's 200 shekels? Say 200 shekels. Right. So it's not considered deceiving. Deceiving is only if I know the price and I doubt that I'm going
to
do higher.
Did you go back to
you later
and
you didn't
have to
pay less? No. If I didn't know?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. It depends how much more. If it's more than 16%, yeah, I can cancel it, even if I didn't know. Is that 16%? No. Now, if the price went up at midnight, in this country they change it by midnight, the prices. When the day changes, the price changes, at least in this country it's like that. Usually by gasoline they always announce it, and now it's going down. It's going down, the gas leaves the cars. And also the electricity is going down now at 10%.
Chicken?
Electricity.
Electricity?
And water.
Oh, yeah.
Election time. The guys are
exactly the guys
want to stay in business.
No, but it's really, I think, also has to do with the neft, the oil. That the oil is going very low in the world.
It's $30 a barrel now.
Not pitom. Not sure.
Yes.
No, I heard in the news otherwise. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they're lying. I don't know.
The bottom fell out.
Not
down to 30.
Not down to 30, but it's
well, they're saying
half.
Prices are now 30, and it's going down.
Maybe in America it's different.
Yeah, but that's what they're
Europe,
talking about.
In England, it's $40. I think.
No. This is an American website.
So
it's terrorist country. I ran terrorist country, generated revenue for all the oil. So the size purposely oil, but
lowered because they're Sunni to beat the support. They're Sunnis, so they lowered it. The Sunnis lowered the oil to deflate the momentum and the revenues for the Shiites.
Exactly.
They did.
Let them fight as long as we pay less.
They're fighting. Venezuela's basically ready to crumble. Russia's ready to crumble. All these countries are ready to crumble because of all the oil prices.
That's what's going on in Russia also. I heard the economy collapsed completely over there.
Overnight.
Mamash overnight.
Because of oil prices.
Also, Texas and then North Dakota. One of the Dakotas is having problems with shale oil. Price just went.
So, Yiskal Kniya, so if the price changed overnight and the seller did not know, he wasn't updated, and he sold, for example, the dollar. Okay, if this is buying dollars, and it wasn't updated, his computer wasn't working well, so he sold it at the old price and he didn't know. And then he sees that change, he could ask the guy to come back and pay him the real rate. עסקה, קנייה או שכירות שבוצעו על ידי שליח אפילו הייתה הונאה בסכום קטן למחיר ריאלי בשוק המגרדל יכול משנה לטון ואין שצריך לומר רק על כאב. If now I sent someone to a certain business for me and he sold it or he rented or something and it was less than I really wanted to, even if it's very little less, me, I'm the sender, the one I sent the shaliach, I could cancel the whole thing. Why? Because I could say, I sent you in order to do good things, and you're doing bad things, you're not my shaliach, I cancel the whole thing. Okay?
Now, is that with any employee?
Yeah. Okay, now, if you're selling something, which is a patent, or it's something special, it's not something that everyone sells. There's no rate for it. Right? Okay? So the guy who actually produced it could sell it for whatever rate he wants. He sold it, made it, but the stores would sell it. They could only sell it for not more than 16% of the price. Like I said.
You know, somebody would write a book. And book
he could sell it for 100.
He's got 100 copies in his house. And the store has copies also. He can sell it for whatever he wants?
Yeah.
Not 1/16.
No, he could sell it for whatever. He decides the rate. There's no one else on the rate. Oh. Everyone has their own permission. This is for the store. Is it just a product of the store? He has to sell it for not more than 16% of the price.
Right. We're selling the neighborhood cookbook for 50 shekels. Getting online.
Can I get it cheaper somewhere else?
Actually, more expensive because online it's $16 plus shipping. No shipping here.
You want to translate it in Hebrew?
How much are you translating?
Times 4 or times 3.8.
How much are you selling it for?
50 shekels here.
50.
50. And on Amazon it's $16, I think.
50 shekels is how many dollars?
About 3.9.
Yeah.
12 and a half.
It's different.
Yep.
Top.
So it's better to buy it here. Great cookbook too.
Now, if there's a store which is known as a fancy store, boutique. It's a boutique. They have different rates. It's a different rate. They could sell for more than 60% of the average, just because it's a boutique.
Yeah. They put the word boutique after anything.
You pay for it. No, it's known for they give you the best shirut. It's not the same thing if you go into Mashbir, which is all fancy, because all that.
Well, I understand why there's a big difference.
Because you're not paying only for the product, you're paying for the everything else around it.
Ambiance.
Maybe. Yeah, the ambience, the atmosphere of the store.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you mean? People go shopping not only for buying, for the whole.
The difference between going to the Shuk and going to, was it Manila Mall? The, or what's the mall next to Petty Stadium?
Malka
Mall. Malka is the store. The store. Right,
they're ripping you off as the mall, not ripping you off as an army. You know, the atmosphere in a nice store.
So yeah, what atmosphere in the mall? You know what I hated about malls, the next thing to the mall? They go in a certain hour, and you come out, and it's many hours later, you didn't realize the time, you just lost time. Yeah. A lot of times you lost money also on that
right.
time. You lost time and you paid for
days
it.
There.
Not much. Go to the movies, go to this, yeah, you go eat no this ice cream, yeah, but borekasim. Here you're doing it in yeshiva, it's a different story, you have to eat lunch. So, now, if there's a certain caterer, okay, caterer, you know catering a little bit? So certain caterer, what everyone knows is the best in the market, then it also doesn't go by 16% more, you can go even higher. There's no price there. Why? Because he's better than everyone else. He's a okay? Or a certain photographer who's better than, he's not 16%, he decides his price. It's like he has a unique item that he's selling, no one else sells this. So there's no competition basically.
Could you say is it your self worth or not? Like in terms like I feel like selling the house for 200 shekels an hour. Like, you know what I mean? Like I could say I'm charging
right.
You can't say you're the best.
Which you do. You have different prices for different.
No, my rights are all the same for anybody. Yeah. Whether they're a millionaire or they're my rights are always the same.
And my wife
you
also.
Could, you could do.
I could rob them, but I'm saying my rights are the same. My client lied yesterday. I gave her the rate. She said, "Oh, you don't charge so much." And then she gave me more. But you know, I was like, "Oh,
it's good, but I'm not charging that."
Yeah,
I charge the same. Also,
I thought you said
she charges the same for everyone.
Before she wasn't doing that.
No, before
she's got money, so I'll charge her more.
No, before not like that. This one doesn't have money. I'll charge him less. Now this one has money. I'll charge him more. But now she has a set price. And like we said, if they ask for. For Hanacha, she said this is the price is after Hanacha.
It's a discount.
They asked for discount, she said this price is with a discount already.
So I think the new tagline on my card though will be not the best but not the worst. So if you say the best, you're not the best.
Don't say not the worst. It's not good. It sounds not good.
No,
don't say that. So
like that falls into play with what you're saying just now. Doctors, lawyers, things like that, they could charge whatever.
If they're considered like specialists and stuff, a surgeon, they charge $100,000 for a surgeon.
Right.
Why? Because everyone wants him. I want him.
But a private doctor versus the Kubat Kholim doctor, they could charge more also.
But the private doctor, there's a rate. There's a rate for private doctor. There's a rate for private doctor. Unless he's a specialist in Utah. But a healer, you can charge whatever he wants. Like you're healing, not
the stick.
Right, not the stick, whatever he wants. Also, there usually is a going rate unless someone is special here. So. Someone who sells meat, he's now at a. And I'll add pospets? What's the pospets? Pospetim, I don't know. There's certain something that makes it blow up.
No,
or water. Unless he writes on it what he has in it. A lot of times there's water. So they say
10% added water, yeah.
Yeah, they say usually they need sometimes in order to keep it...
Preserve?
Helps to preserve.
But it changes the taste, doesn't it?
It's not the same.
That's the quality.
You just add stuff, like additives in it, and it's not all 100% beef or something.
Yes, they're right.
Yeah. That's what it is.
If according to law you're allowed to add it, so sure enough, you don't have to stay, because that's what you're allowed to add. So, Yofi, up to here, we had some alachot.
There's some great pictures to say 100%. And isn't there some